Hello, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Dealing with Addictive Behaviors. Usually, when a person thinks of addictive behaviors, what comes to mind is either an alcoholic or a drug addict. But when it comes to addictive personalities, just about anything can become habit forming. The psychology of addiction is complicated and sort of perplexed, but for a vast number of people around the world, addiction is a reality for them. It's sad that these people are stricken with such a burden and that they have to contend with it on a daily basis. Some people may never recover from an addictive behavior, while others will recover from one bad habit only to acquire some other one. It can be a vicious cycle that controls a person's life. Checking into a rehabilitation center for an addictive behavior such as alcohol and/or drugs is a good start towards changing one's life. Starting on the road to recovery is what a treatment center helps a person to do. A treatment center can help a person set up and follow a treatment plan that will work for them, customized to suit the client's needs. By setting short and long-term goals, working with a person's strengths and weaknesses, daily exercise, meditation, a healthy diet, a variety of techniques, and proper counseling, a person can get clean and sober. When it comes to overcoming addictive behaviors, this is only the beginning. About the safest place to be when someone is trying to overcome an addiction is in a treatment center, because there you are away from the substances that you are addicted to. You are kept under observation, and you have to deal with counselors, physicians, a treatment plan, and plenty of activities. The hardest part of recovery from addictive behaviors is when you leave the treatment center, mainly because most people haven't had the opportunity to learn enough coping skills and to change their environment yet. So, when they return to the environment that they had become accustomed to, they can run into triggers that may cause them to relapse. One of the things that many people do is they find a higher power. For many, they find strength in a higher power, and they lose that empty, lonely feeling that was once inside of them. This higher power that many find is God. Making a sincere commitment to your higher power will help you to stay clean and sober. It certainly worked for me. Before I ever even set foot into a treatment center, I called on Jesus for help. I knew that I couldn't do it alone, and even thinking that I could was only foolishness. I've tried to do it on my own before, and it didn't work. Addiction and my own self-deception won out every time. Whether you choose a higher power or not, we need to build some type of support group to lean on. It's an important part of recovery to associate with those that are recovering as well. Not only do they help you, but you also help them as well. Support groups can be people from Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, or family and friends. There are other support groups for just about any type of addiction. Your higher power and the people from your support group can help keep you from relapsing and falling back into the addictive behavior once again. Thank you, and may God bless you.